Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach last night met up with another formidable opponent, the Minnesota Gophers. Of course, they're playing for that regular season title. You knew they'd be hungry coming in. Did you expect them to score as quick as they did?
Well, it's anything can happen as we've seen in this game, Kelly. So you just gotta be prepared for whatever might come. And credit them; they took advantage of a fortuitous bounce, if you want to call it that. And then we got down 2-0, not too much longer after that. But I really liked their response. I thought we showed a lot of resolve to come back and tie that thing up before giving up another one. But bench reacted the way I thought they would. It was just next lineup. Let's get going.
Talk about the play of Paige Beebe. End of her shift, she throws it at the net on what could have been a breakaway, but the Gophers didn't defend her very well on that, and she just throws it at Gulstein, and it goes in. That just shows how much determination your team has to get back into hockey games.
Well, it was just a great individual effort by Paige. You know, it was kind of the culmination of a long shift. You know, she did a great job on back pressure, and then there was a couple of cases where she was out at the point and then having to drop back to her weak side wing coverage. Then she read the play and she got a stick on it and was able to poke it by number five, and then didn't have much gas left in the tank, but she had enough and found enough to get to the puck, and then was able to beat Gulstein for a big goal.
8-point night for that line of Kelly Panik and the two Potomac sisters. What does your team need to do in order to stop them?
Well, I think first and foremost we got to manage the puck better. We just showed a couple clips on video of how dangerous Minnesota can be when you turn the puck over in the neutral zone, because they are very good at transitioning and coming the other way with speed, and obviously you combine that with the skill level that those three players have, that if you give them time and space, they're going to make plays, and they certainly did last night.
I know most Beaver hockey fans know that Beavers never quit. Your team down 5-2 going into the third, battled back again. Great play by Abby Haluska and Emily Berglund, and it just shows how your team has learned where to position themselves on those rebound goals.
Yeah, a great play by that line. You know, Bergie saw she had an opportunity to push the puck through the center's legs, and then a really nice play by her to bank the puck off the outside of the net. It was kind of a bank pass, and Abby was going to the net, got a stick on it. So yeah, it was a huge goal, Kelly. Made it 5-3 and definitely gave us a little jolt of momentum, and so now you're one shot from making a one goal game. And boy, Abby Haluska had another great opportunity shortly after that. Kara Wirth had a great opportunity, so we gave ourselves chances. We just couldn't get another one by her to really ratchet up the pressure on that outfit. But again, my team love the way they just kept battling, kept fighting, and like you said, it wasn't a surprise to anybody.
Your team gets 20 block shots last night. Lauren Bench made 25 saves. Defensively, what does your team need to do differently here today?
Well, I thought we could be a little better in net front coverage. We talk about owning our net front. Panik had two of her three goals were right in front. The first one on a passing play that went from below the goal line extended. We had three players kind of all around her, but nobody had her. And that's, we talk about you can't be there to be the first one to pat somebody on the back after they score. You've got to get sticks, particularly somebody like her. And then the second one, instead of being on the strong side post, our defenseman drifted to the weak side post, and that allowed her to get position on her, and she was able just to deflect a pass in. So just little things like that. We just got to be a little bit situational awareness, knowing when people are on the ice, have good sticks. All those things will certainly help.
Crazy night in WCHA games elsewhere. Playoff picture looking a little bit clearer for your team. At least we know we're not going to Ohio for that next round of the first round of the playoffs. But obviously this game here today, very important with a win. You move back up into fourth, but you also need to lose. Do you even think about that? Or do you just go into today and worry about yourself?
Absolutely. You can't, we can't worry about what's going on down in Mankato. We have an opportunity. We know that if we were to win this game, that would give us 3 points. That would put us, ahead of them in terms of regardless of what they do. Obviously, if they win, then they would finish ahead of us. But either way, it'll be the fourth time in 5 years in my time that we're playing Duluth in the first round of the playoffs. But certainly a shorter drive to Duluth than it would have been to head to Columbus. But our focus right obviously right now is on this game. It'll be on our two seniors and. Like I told the group today, we have an opportunity to, can't worry about anything else. We got an opportunity here on our home ice let's go out there and give ourselves the best chance to see if we can't get some points.
It is senior day. This group of players started with five. Now you're down to two, and they've been great leaders. Melissa Hunt and Emily Berglund, great leaders on and off the ice. First of all, what will you remember most about Emily Berglund?
Just her competitiveness, her will to win, just how tough she is. She's played all year long with a pretty significant lower body injury that she just plays through it. And I just have a ton of respect for her. You can tell she's the daughter of a coach, understands the game, great understanding of defensive zone coverage. She came in as a freshman. That allowed her to play quite a bit as a freshman because she was so aware how she could play, how she should play in our zone. But I just loved her battle level, her compete level, her will to win. She's just a very gritty player and somebody that we're certainly going to miss.
Melissa Hunt, she's a soft-spoken young lady from a farm town in Canada. But, man, when you get her out on the ice, she's a whole different player. What is it about Missy that she brings to this team?
Yeah, just a wonderful person. I go back to, her freshman year. Like you say, very soft spoken, but as each class would graduate, they just talk about what a wonderful person Missy Hunt was, and how our freshman last year said she was the one that would came around and greeted every one of them and welcomed them to the team and made sure they felt comfortable in the locker room, and it's those little things that we don't see that the rest of the group has so much respect for that they see all the time because of the way she treats people. She's just a nice person. She treats people that way. And obviously, yeah, you're right. You get her on the ice, and she's a competitor. One of the things that I love so much about her was her skating ability. Watching her when I went to recruit her, what a great skater she was. And, again, she came in here and played some really key minutes as a freshman and obviously has been a fixture in our lineup ever since.
It's senior day. I know this team certainly would love to get a win for their two seniors. What's it going to take for them to do that?
Well, we just talked about, we talked about some of the systematic things we need to be better on, particularly neutral zone, not turning the puck over, not giving up outnumbered rushes. One of the things we pointed out when we beat Wisconsin here is we didn't give up any outnumbered rushes. But last night you saw 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, 4-on-2s. You just can't do that against quality teams that have the especially against a team like Minnesota that has that scoring potential. So we need to be better in those areas. But we just got to come and battle and compete. Same thing we talked about coming in. Just go for it. You can't worry about the outcome. You don't want to have any regrets when this thing's over. Just know when it's over that you did your very best for your teammates to be the best you could be as a player. And we'll see if that's good enough.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.